He is one of the longest-serving governors in American history, a two-time presidential candidate, a top-rated Fox News Channel host, and all of that before being known as Sarah's dad, Governor Mike Huckabee, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us, and always a joy to welcome back Governor to the broadcast on Fridays. In fact, it doesn't feel like a Friday unless Governor Huckabee has a chuckle or two in store for us. And, Governor, I always appreciate the fact that you have been one of the real inspirations, at least as far as I'm concerned, in the public policy debate arena spectrum, where you always try to find the lighter side. You try to find the silver lining of something that we can laugh at, because some of this stuff is so infuriating that I think we just put our heads through brick walls, and at the end of the day, nothing good comes of that. So I like the fact that you always try to get us laughing. But when you tweeted earlier this week about Gavin Newsom saying that no more retailers can have gender-specific toy aisles in their store, Governor, I know that he's trying to you know, play a hat tip to the trans community and the gender confused community and whatever they call themselves. I don't even know what the official title is, but he's trying to play this woke progressive card to the fullest maximum. The question I have is, where in the Constitution does it ever give us the right or governors the right specifically to say to retailers in their state, my way or the highway? When did they get to suddenly determine how stores set up their display aisles? This seems just a smidgen of an overreach to me.
It's beyond that. It's an unconstitutional intrusion into private business. There's no governor in America who has the constitutional authority to tell a retailer, here's how you have to arrange the aisles in your store. I mean, what's next for Newsom? Is he going to make sure that Count Chocula cereal be reintroduced and put front and center on the cereal section? I mean, this is not the purview of government to begin with. But here's the reason it keeps happening, because these cowardly chicken blank retailers let him get away with it. And what they need to do is stand up and say, when you own the store, you can put the stuff wherever you doggone well want to.
Right.
But until you do, get your nose out of our business, and why don't you take care of the homeless people that are laying in the crosswalk of every sidewalk in California?
Or here's an idea. How about have your law enforcement authorities actually stop the people that are cleaning out whole shelves of product in certain retailers? It really boggles the mind, Governor, but from a pragmatic standpoint, how does he do it? Does he threaten to fine the institutions if they don't comply? Does he threaten bullying from the executive branch? What's the big counterweight that he has to make the threat to begin with?
I don't even know what he could threaten them with. He can't fine them unless the legislature has put into law some type of law like that, which, again, would be unconstitutional on its face. The first judge right. that it faced is going to throw that out. But I go back to my point. Too many people are afraid of what ought to be public servants, and they're treating them like public princes. The truth is, no person elected has the power over private businesses to tell them how they're going to run their store. It just doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
And I was governor a long time, Kevin. It never occurred to me that I could call Walmart and tell them, look, here's how I want you to arrange the store. Here's some magazines that I want to make sure you put out. And can you imagine if I told them that I wanted to make sure that the boys' and the girls' toys are properly identified as gender neutral and not to put any like G.I. Joe stuff or Barbie stuff in the sections, because we don't want to offend any transgender child, of which there is like 0.004% who would worry about a G.I. Joe or a Barbie in a transgender way.
Right. Well, and the truth is, Governor, they'd be far more concerned if you had told Walmart to put Bibles at the checkout stand. Imagine some governor that wanted that, you know, like here on aisle one, we're just going to do inductive Bible study materials. That's all we're going to stock there. And, you know, it's like, okay.
You know, there would be people who would probably think that given my background, I was going to replace the Capitol Dome with a steeple. But I never did that. Never crossed my mind, and that would be something I had the authority to do.
This Katie Couric admission, she says in her book that she purposefully edited her interview with Ruth Bader Ginsburg to, in such a way, not really tell the true story of how RBG felt about the kneeling phenomenon in the NFL. And some people may be surprised that a Supreme Court justice had an opinion on such a thing. But evidently, RBG was no fan of Colin Kaepernick or the kneeling, and thought it was counterproductive and a sign of basically being ungrateful to a country that allowed you to have all of the success that you'd had. And when it came to Katie Couric's edit of the thing, she just left in RBG's thoughts that, is kind of dumb and not very happy with it. But that was as far as it went, when actually the Supreme Court justice had a much stronger feeling about it.
And I think it was absolutely journalistic malpractice for her to omit something that would have been a significant statement by Ruth Bader Ginsburg. This was the hottest thing going on in America's political discussion. And if the Supreme Court justice weighed in on it and took a very stated position, and Katie Couric basically spiked that story so that she wouldn't somehow let it out of the bag that Ruth Bader Ginsburg thinks America is a great country, we might have avoided some of the division that Kaepernick and all these goons created if they heard from their, the mothership of all motherships, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, that she thought it was stupid, too.
Right. Well, RBG surprised me a couple of times in her later years. This revelation was one of them. Real quickly, Governor, what's on the big show this weekend?
Well, Congressman David Kustoff from Memphis is going to be with us. He's on the Financial Services Committee. We got a lot to talk about in terms of what's happening to the economy of the country. Arkansas Lieutenant Governor and soon-to-be Attorney General Tim Griffin will talk about, he's also a JAG officer in the United States Army. He will discuss all these things where military people are being told if they don't get a vaccination, they may have a dishonorable discharge. And we're going to have a great time with that. And Abby Turner, who is a sensation on social media as a chef, is going to be in a special segment with us. Plus, the wonderful band, R&B band Radio, is with us. It's going to be a
nice,
fun show.
I don't want to miss that. 8 and 11 on TBN, Saturday and Sunday night. Governor, always appreciate your perspective. Thanks for stopping in.
My pleasure. Thank you, Kevin.
You got it. Kevin McCullough coming right back with my final thought. Don't go anywhere.